Blog Talk Radio.
If you're listening live, Blog Talk Radio is experiencing technical difficulties and prevents me from opening the chat room, at least as up to this point. If you're listening into the archives, please proceed and ignore my caustic attitude. And now on with Possum Hour.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Possum theme.
tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Fuck, man. good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Blah, 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 blah. Chat room is not opening. Thank you, Blog Talk, or CIA, whoever the fuck is fucking with the show. Come on, man. Don't we take enough lumps as it is? And, you know, do we complain? Oh, yeah, a little bit, but not that much. We're just here to have some fun. We're just monkeying around, you know, trying to hurt anybody's feelings or exclude people. And here you go, Blog Talk. What have I done to deserve this? Oh, well. The show must go on. And tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud sponsors of the candidate you love and the candidate you hate. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Oh, golly, I got the oops page again, Blog Talk. Thank you for not launching my chat, fuckers. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. I'm just going to let it cool for a minute. Frustrating. That's what my mother used to designate as idiot's delight. Doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, although not much on chat rooms, at least wise tonight. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour, listening to us. Nah, blah, 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 blah. Show's gonna suck, because, you know, set up to suck tonight. Of course, it may be the best show ever. Who knows? Stay tuned. You'll find out. Then, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10, it's clobbering time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-loving brown-eyed thing. Clobbering time, clobbering time. Clobbering time. Not clobbering time, clobbering time. Whew. Ah, man. Keep them honey browns cold tonight there, lassie. And on Friday night, possum, yada, yada, yada. Hilarity ensues. You get the picture. Tell them how they could call. And call in, man, because otherwise I don't know if you're listening.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this very spatial holiday message from the Peanuts Gang.
We're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless. Rats! You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
Ezekiel 25:17.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them,
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
And there's our first caller and the chat's up!
This here's Carl. Yeah, I seen how he's doing, Hoss Meyer, Jihad. Is y'all radicalized or what?
Nah, it's just a gag title, you know.
Gag.
Yeah.
Everything's a joke. Well, I reckon since this here is a comedy show, it would be, but when you're killed and you die at the hands of an Islamic terrorist or a false flag waving domestic terrorist or a rogue MK Ultra Uber nerd or worse yet, Hollywood star whacker, well, don't come crying to me, Commodore. Well, alright then.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck you!
now, baby.
What the? Why they do that to me, man? You know,
jackoffs.
A bunch of jackoffs. You got that right. You got that right. Bunch of jack. No, this. Here we go. All right. Son of a bitch, man. Now my heart's up. Well, no, you know what? It's good. I was a little sluggish there, you know.
Huh?
I said, hey, pause fire. You know. Now I'm all chapped up because of this fucking chat room shit. So let's go, man. Bring it on.
Derek got it running, man. He pulled some strings. He knows you CPR bastard.
Who's that guy at the station there? What was the station manager's name? That guy.
Okay.
Oh, you remember? Peter Lorre's real name. That was the station manager, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. That was a long time ago. We gotta bring that back. I forget.
He's still working there? That fucker.
Yeah. He's the one.
Dropping a ball tonight. Yeah. All right, opossums are coming. Man, that was like, fuck, man, you know.
Uh-huh.
So now it's time to put a show together, and then they just pull the rug out from it. And thank you, Derek, if that, in fact, it's just special for you. I'm going to play the worst 3 minutes you've ever heard in your life.
There you go.
I'll try. Son of a bitch bastard. And speaking of son of a bitch bastards,
here's an amazing act.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks sanitized.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Good Times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
These we lucky we got 'em. Good Times.
Malt liquor, damn!
You think it's funny, don't you, Decker? What's cooking, you Crisco?
I tell you, man.
You be styling with that cape. You
could know it. I'm the color of royalty right there, brother. You know.
Oh, man. That must have been what did it. Yeah.
Man,
how sterile. How sterile to do a show without looking at the audience.
Oh, crazy.
Without a chat room? I don't know, man. That was just weird, you know?
Chat room is the most important part of this show, Christ.
It's the most important fucking part of the show. Yeah. You said it, pal.
There's probably no one even listening.
Yeah, no one cares to hear us.
They just sign in because they're nice. No, but it's, you know, well, it's creepy. It's like,
to be like, oh, cool, I can pretend that I'm listening and I'm not.
That's what it is.
No one ever does that.
I always thought the shows that didn't have the chat room was cowards, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. You know, you gotta have a little audience, man, you know, so we can show off, somebody to show off to, you know.
That's right. All right,
man. I did a little plumbing today. It was interesting. I think I averted a huge catastrophe in my house, man. I got that tankless water heater, you know, and the guy put it in real cheap.
Huh?
And ever since then, last 3 years, it's been leaking a little bit at the emergency pop off valve, you know, where like if water gets too much pressure, you know, that relieves the pressure so the house doesn't blow up.
Uh-huh.
And that thing. It turns out, we took it apart, looked at it. I ordered a new part over online. It turns out the guy put it in totally backward. There's an arrow on the fucking side of the thing, pointing this way. He stuck it in that way.
It was painful.
Exactly.
But fucking arrow.
Well, I'd have done it for even cheaper and worse.
Yep.
So I've had other professionals in there looking at the pipes and whatnot, and nobody's said, "Oh my God, it's gonna blow!" But I think everything's hunky dory now. which was funny because the guy helps me out with my plumbing. Years and years ago, he did a muffler job for me on my Chevy Impala.
Jack of all trades, this guy.
Yeah, except he says the mistake I made was paying him the case of beer before he put on the muffler. So not too long after this auto repair, a guy went to the stir for another 8 or 10 years. About 8 years. He was in the jug. And I took my car in for... I took my car in for repairs, and the guy goes, he's got the car up on the rack, he shows me, points up, he goes, "Your muffler's on backward." I said, "What?" He says, "See this arrow pointing this way? Well, it should be pointing that way."
What did you fucking mean, you're quitting him?
So we've been down this road before, man, with the arrows. Before you actually put a part in, check the fucking arrows out, man.
Why are we not to get on the highway with that guy?
He means well. Geez. Heart of gold. Right. Heart of gold.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I go with the arrows.
Yeah, you got to, man, because it's the flow is the very, that's the important thing. Yeah. Well, we'll blow something up. Because the holidays are upon us. Dear Lord, yes.
Our first Christmas baby Jesus. Blow up of the year?
Baby Jesus' ears are already burning. Uh-huh. It's holiday time. So I had a couple holiday parties and some of the music this weekend. And well, I reckon it's time to start blowing it up, don't you?
Blow it up.
December 7th, the day that we'll live in infamy.
Uh-huh.
Blow up Comcast. All right, we'll blow up Comcast. I can blow up Comcast. Let's see. Comcast. Let's give them a number 5. And now, ladies and gentlemen, blowing up Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of... It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone smiling, you feel good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you.
Checking out there any old chat there. Our Canadian contingent, they're begging us, please don't elect Donald Trump president. Please, you guys are kidding around, right?
I'm voting for
it's
Donald
a gag.
Trump.
It's a gag. Don't worry, Canada.
Nope,
we're just kidding.
Nope, we vote for Donald Trump. Vote for him, motherfucker.
Don't you want to vote for another Obama?
Oh, boy.
You want to vote for Jeb Bush? Oh, yeah, the death is a bushy. He's a bushy.
Jack shit
bushy.
For president.
That's a stay
jack
out the
shit.
Stay
I
out
jack
the
shit for president. Jack
Canada
shit for president.
Canada has to send us Bob Ford, then. I love that guy.
Hey, man.
I might vote for Sam Elliott.
Now, hold on, Canada. We are. Elliott, we do yeah. have, like... We can, like, wipe you guys out, man. You know? Make
Look,
a parking lot out of y'all.
Just watch
they just
it. Voted
just
for that. They just elected that twat waffle Trudeau. They in a fucking world of hurt on their
Hey, man, I like him. I like him.
That guy's a fucking
like
moron.
Oh, no. Waffle. He's brilliant, man.
Nah,
he's genius.
No, he's a fucking idiot.
He's genius.
He's an idiot.
Canada, you know, Trump, Donald Trump's a genius. Donald Trump is a genius, too.
There'll be a vote of no confidence soon for that fucking Trudeau.
I got a vote of no confidence on this possum hour tonight is what I got. It's huge.
Hey, we got a chat room, at least.
We got a chat room. Well, Applecheek says Trudeau's a moron.
There you go.
Cake says moron.
See?
Oh, Ford says he's a dummy, not an idiot.
See, they agree. They know he's empty suit. He's another empty suit.
I'm not going to speak ill of the guy. It's not my point. That's,
okay.
That's not my purpose here.
All three of us. Look,
oh,
right.
That's a fact, Jack.
Don't make me come to Ohio. I've been looking for a
vacation.
Ohio.
Everybody's groovy and gets along in Ohio, man. We're all chilling. We're all abiding in Ohio.
That's not true. Ooh. I see not do well. Everyone gets along because they're all busy dumping pool toys.
That's it, man. It's because it's patio furniture, fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
You got the out on the East Coast. You got the cheese dumping.
Yeah.
In the Midwest,
and then sometimes
the patio furniture humpers.
Yeah, a nice friendly picnic table, you know. Hey, we'll talk.
Yeah, to each.
Hey, watch out! Don't get no splinters.
Oh!
Ouch! Ouch! A splinter in your schwingy.
See, Daddy G, he's getting close. He knows they all answer to the Rothschild. They all answer to the Bilderberg.
Daddy G, he knows. He's out there. They do, they fuck anything out there in the prairie, don't they? Right?
That's
not holes. Not holes.
I've seen him humping the ground hog. I didn't say nothing because I wasn't a ground hog.
This quickly took a wrong turn, this show.
I know. It started out that way, and it just accelerated further to this point. How about a cake quickie?
Okay, and then let's have a roll call.
All right, we'll have a cake quickie.
Wow, we still have people here.
And a roll call.
That Gumby rules.
There you go.
I used to know Todd Colby. We used to hang out a bit about 10 years ago. I think... Instead of cake, the Todd Colby I know would have said, I'm so full of coke, if I snort any more coke, I'll have to vomit first. Sometimes I do two or three Cokes in a single day. I love Coke. Can't see any more clear than that. I love Coke. I'll do all the Coke in New York City. I can't even go to bars anymore, cause I'll do all the Coke. I say, where's the Coke? Give me the Coke. Get the Coke. Very much you love Coke. And we know that you really have any of the money for our Coke. So get out of here because you can't afford our Coke. Alright, we know how much you love Coke. So get out of here because you can't afford the Coke. I'll punch somebody in the head. In the head for Coke. Give me your Coke. I love Coke. Give me all the Coke now. I love it. I love Coke. Give me your Coke. Oh, that's kind of like more like what the Todd Colby I know would have said. Because, I mean, come on. Cake. Girls like cake. Girls like cupcakes. I don't know any guys who like cake. Especially Todd Colby.
That's some weird fucking shit there, man.
It is. I had some Coke quickies in my day.
That's what Coke does to you, man. Rot your fucking brain, man. Just say no to Coke.
Well, don't people do too much at once.
Uh-huh.
Everything in moderation.
Every now and again. Yeah. Run into the barren. No, eight ball. Need a little pump.
Well, that wasn't the 3 minutes, Derek. Simmer down. We'll get there. Now it's time for the roll call.
Roll call.
And what a beautiful chat room we have, indeed. Much better than the oops screen that I kept getting time and time again.
Jaguar.
I think it was Linus that did it. Linus, you know, that little speech, the Peanuts thing. They couldn't resist. They had to bring us on. We were too good not to have a chat room.
There she is. Grew bigger.
Speaking of big hearts, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Yeah. She's sore. Everybody send her good thoughts.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. All right, and there's Daddy G.
Daddy G.
The Daddy G Show, A Night with Daddy G. It occurs here on Blog Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9. I think he usually has a chat room.
They're always working. And his chat room's always
They don't seem to harass his show. I don't know why they pick on
us. Well, Alchinsky's non-confrontational. We grab the bull by the horns.
Dude, all
right. That's right. Damn Skippy.
Just trying to
we
abide.
We live and let live, and we take it by storm.
This aggression will not stand. It's Dr. Cake! Without whom it would not be a show.
A show it would not be without whom Dr. Cake is.
Would say Yoda, sort of.
I hear you.
And speaking of Dr. Gloom, it's Dr. Gloom!
Dr. Gloom!
What a coincidence. How can you figure that? Yeah, he's a crazy man. He's a nutbag. He's a gadfly. That's what he is.
Look, I like that gadfly. I like that word.
The gadfly. And speaking of Ford Prefect, it's Ford Prefect again. Another
Ford
coincidence.
Prefect.
They just keep coming one after another. It's amazing. Ford Prefect. Who thinks
Ford here?
Trudeau's a dummy. And Trump is an idiot.
There you go.
There you go. And just getting for USA.
For USA?
He hasn't, there he is. Hi. And, there's our old pal, the strongest man on Blog Talk Radio. The inevitable, the unbearable G.T. Trenton, ladies and gentlemen.
G.T. Trenton.
Hey! Be strong, but odor isn't everything. Nah, I kid because I love. Get the fuck out of here. And there she is, first in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. Maggie C.
Maggie
get the fuck
C.
out. Yeah. Woohoo! Oh, I don't. Man, my whistle's not wet. I don't know. Can't hit the
That's
high
the Honey
note,
Brown
man.
Studio.
Oh, Honey Brown, she'll do things to you.
Honey Brown. Speaking of Honey Brown, there's Malika Man.
Malika Man.
Right, I'm a creamy peanut butter.
Malika Man. Hey, there he is. Hi, Bob. It's Pork Pie Bob.
Hi, Nate.
Delicious. And the Minister of Parking and Finance, the Sinister Minister, Professor R.J. Gumby himself.
Thank you,
and a new visitor to the Possum Lounge, a poet, Robbie Baby Poet Aboard. Welcome to the show. And not against us. And finally, from the Derek and Kay Show, Sunday nights at 7 here on Bong Talk Radio, it's Derek from the Derek and Kay Show.
Derek!
Ladies
Derek.
And gentlemen, the most handsome group of humans collected on the internets at this moment, the Possum Lounge!
Hey,
he is.
As the Beaver.
All right.
Beautiful. Nice to have a chat room.
It is nice to have a chat. Yes. It's good to have a chat. Shoot, where are we going here? Oh, man.
Only one that's
coming up on that.
It's ain't no one in it.
Yeah, look at that thing. It's jam-packed, man, on a Monday night.
That's what happened is it was getting overloaded and it couldn't handle all the people logging on. So it
that's what it was.
You know, we got Jim Brewer running for cover, baby. We're coming to get you, Jim Brewer. You hear me? You hear me, boy? Saturday Night Live reject. You didn't see me get fired from Saturday Night Live, did you? Nope. One for the commie.
Possum Hour is still number two in the ratings.
My record is clear. Oh, is it number two?
Yeah.
Who's above us, Nigga Church or Jim Brewer?
One of those.
For the marijuana people.
No, marijuana hour. We beat them into submission long ago. Marijuana happy hour. And then Bill Cosby, he only shows up when there's another bitch comes out and says she raped him. And his picture gets back on the screen. Who was the one that said he just came over? Oh, the one gal with the she played Jackie Gleason's wife in The Toy. I believe she's Mexican woman, blonde, bleach blonde, real boobs and dumb blonde kind of chick, real pretty. Yeah. And she said that she was at the, I think on the Tonight Show, and he walked in the dressing room, pulled out his dick, and just stuck it in her mouth.
Oh.
Hey, baby, welcome to Hollywood, you know?
Man, I was born too fucking late.
What a fuck nut, man. I mean, if that's a fucking kind of a crude son of a bitch asshole, he really is. Good Lord.
Well, that's the kind of dude Bill Clinton was, too. He just walked up
I
to
feel
his,
shitty for laughing at his jokes and thinking he was
cool,
that's
what
man.
They were like when they're back. That's what Bill Clinton
was
saying. Like,
that's rape. What that
just put a
rape.
Hand on himself, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard stories about my grandfather. He was like... He put his arm around his daughter-in-law's and he's just a little too high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just how they was back then. But thank God we've evolved from Neanderthals. Ah, Marty is a feminist. It's all for us all.
What you value in your motor car is what I always say. You know, you have to have a personal code that you live by. And I think the biggest thing in life is to try not to be too big of a hypocrite. Because everybody's a hypocrite to a certain point.
Keep that to a minimum.
As long as you realize when you are, if you know you're being as long as you realize when you, because there's that moment where you go, oh, shit, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's the trouble. Sometimes you don't realize it, and then all of a sudden it dawns on you, oh, geez. I'm a fuckhead, you know. Shut the fuck up, me. You know, so, I don't know where I'm going for that. But, you know, hey, man, just live. Be nice to each other, man. Enough with the jihads and the hate and the guns and the firing and the killings and shit, man.
Teresa Gazelle.
Yeah, she was cute. Wasn't she cute?
Yeah, she was cute.
She's a cutie. Why'd you do that to a nice girl like that?
Cool.
You know, he needs bitch slapped.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. Shovel to the head.
Ow.
There you go, you fuck. All right. I guess we might as well just dive right in here, huh? It's that time.
Dive into it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. Prepare thyself. All right. I knew Derek was disappointed last time out. So, I really didn't give it another second thought. And went ahead and picked this. Actually, no. This was one of the original 3 minutes you'll never get back. It was never played on the show. That's right. There's a special cachet of intensely bizarre shit that I've kept in a vault in my memory banks just for such a special occasion.
Ooh, frozen Milky Way bars.
You got that right. This is the frozen Milky Way bar of 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
nice. How about frozen zero bars, man? You gotta eat those frozen.
Frozen
zero with the polar bear on the wrapper. Those were the bomb.
What the fuck is a zero bar?
Get them at the swimming pool, dude.
Huh. I never went
to the pool. Altar boys. Roy Orbit's son.
Huh.
Better leave me alone. That's right, take a seat. Oh, you're right. I know. I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Oh, no.
ready. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, cause I'm in a hurry. Come on, man, take a seat, I told ya. Oh, you're right, you're right. Then again, you're wrong. I know. I don't know. I think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I think I don't know. I think I don't know.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
shit, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. Roy Orbit's son. That's Roy Orbit's. Roy Orbit.
Oh, no shit.
That's Roy Orbit's son.
He's got it on that travel. Yeah. Orbit travel, right? Website or not.
Ah. Indeed. What do we got? Oh, geez. Click that link that Dr. Gloom has there. That's... Ay, 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 Lucy. You're a sick man, Dr. Gloom. Okay, the new fad. Last week it was putting duck heads on jihadists.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this week's hilarious... I'll put the link in there because these are funny. Is Republicans holding dildos instead of guns. You know, because all the Republicans pose with a gun so they look all macho and shit and, you know, get
hey,
the macho
Democrats
vote.
Too. Don't kill
yeah.
yourself.
I don't know, they have a Democrat too. In here? Where they got? Oh, jeez, look at the one goddamn
like
from Trump is holding.
Com.
Woo! Dick Cheney's got a big one. But anyway, dildos instead of dildos for guns. Don't get all butt hurt, man. We're not picking on Republicans. Come on now. She wins.
Well, you can. I mean, I don't care.
Fucking Republicans get some butt hurt so quick. Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying you can, but I'm saying just don't pretend like Democrats don't do the same fucking crap. They all do the same shit. What I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. Sure, calm down.
Right. Now, no, now you got me.
Here's a married couple. Here's a married couple, a Chinese couple. They're so fat. They got married and they're so fat they can't consummate their union. They're so fat their bits won't meet.
And they're Chinese?
Chinese. Look at it. I got pictures. I got links. All right, here we go.
Is it a real story? Because a lot of times them stories in China. They always end up eating.
Well, yeah, take it with a grain of salt. It's New York Post, so, you know. But a combined weight of 882 pounds. That's a lot of Chinese there.
That's a lot of sushi.
Look at that.
That's a lot of dense fat.
Look at that.
That's some.
You must have like a mini egg roll or something.
Man. Is there any
pictures of them in the
gastric bypass to realize their chances, their dreams of parenthood? So, well, God bless them, man. Good luck to them.
Artificial insemination, if you go, you know, if you just won't be.
How would they find the? Well, I guess roller and never mind. Okay.
Look, they just inject you right into a butt cheek. Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay, oh, here's a headline from around the world. This is from Saudi Arabia. Now, you know, there's Saudi Arabia, this Muslim religion they got over there. You ain't allowed to drink or look at babes or nothing. Nothing fun. Fun is pretty much banned, right, from your society.
No. Unless, only like all other societies, it's only banned if you're poor. If you're like a prince,
well, I'm sure. Yeah, that's probably that's. I'm sure that's true. But anyway, so this guy tried to. He imported how much beer? 48,000 cans of Heineken beer with fake Pepsi labels on them, and he got busted. Poor guy.
Was he British? Was he like one of those? Was he outsider? Was he
no?
Like,
he was a Saudi.
Saudi. Locked up abroad.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I'll probably let him off easy with a beheading, I think. You know, Saudis.
No, there's only going to be 1,000 lashes.
Only, 999 for good behavior, you know.
Oh, that's sweet. Tell Judge Buckface that, thank you.
Oh, here's justice. Here's justice. Now, you know, I got a lot of animal lovers on my Facebook page. And, you know, some of them are blocked. Some of them are blocked because they're always putting up pictures of, like, tortured dogs and shit.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, I don't want to see pictures of goddamn tortured dogs, okay? I don't torture my dog. In fact, he tortures me. Give me a fucking break with this shit. Anyway, here's this one story. This is justice. This woman, she left her dog in a hot car and he died. They gave her 2 years in the pokey. Good for her, man. I mean, that's a crime. That's fucked up. That's mean, cruel, and unusual. So
I read a story where I get the same people. I see them all the time, and they're always like, adopt a pet, adopt a pet, adopt a pet, adopt a pet from the shelter. You know, don't buy out dealers.
Right.
The guy goes to the I posted a story. The guy goes to the dog place, the shelter, and he gets a dog, and 2 hours later, it kills him.
I don't get those stories.
That's
a pooch of a different color. All right. Well.
And it was a real, it was a legitimate site. It was like, you know, one of those British newspapers.
Yeah. Well, I saw this is a good one. This is a good one. This, I'm sure, you know, this is not to start an argument, but the about gun control. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The countries that have like outlawed guns, it didn't make any difference. It's the same. The homicide rate, actually, after you outlaw guns, the homicide rate goes up a little bit, and then it goes back down to where it was.
You can take people's guns away, but look at, they did that in Britain, and look at the knife attacks went up like 700%.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not going to stop. The thing is, it's not going to
stop
fucking loonies, man.
You'll have illegal guns being sold.
And I mean, I'm not a gun nut. I'm not a big gun guy or nothing, but it's just like...
They get them guns into France and Belgium.
Uh-huh.
Sure. If they want to do it, they're going to do it. So, I mean, why take away law-abiding
guns
citizens'
rights?
Guns for
the people protecting themselves, yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's in the Constitution, so...
I think we're all on the same page on that one for once.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, this is a weird one. Where the fuck does this take place? Miami Beach. Take it with a grain of salt. But no, this is a Miami Herald, and this is an art show. You know how some of these, like the Yoko Ono stuff, they get out there with the crazy,
experimental art, right? So some lady got stabbed. A woman pulled an X-Acto knife and stabbed another woman in the arms and neck. And people were standing around watching it. Yeah. They thought it was a performance art, you know? I don't know if they
I call this one Nights in Paris. A day in San Bernardino.
Yeah. So, very
That's
weird,
art.
Man.
There you go. Red flags over San Bernardino. That's what I called it before.
The patrons' reactions ranged from shocked to bewildered. I think that's the range of emotions in our country at this moment. Shocked and bewildered.
It was Monty Python's women's reenactment of Pearl Harbor.
No, I thought it was Salad Days. Wasn't it Salad Days?
Salad Days. That was a good one, yes.
Days,
Tennis
yeah.
Anyone? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like at the end when the guy quit sniffing. And Sam Peckinpah, and then he's like, quit sniffing. Stop sniffing.
Well, here we go. Here's some Schadenfreude for Commodore Decker, yours truly. I used to know this unit. If you know me, you know what I'm talking about. The Howler Monkey. Howler Monkey. Had to eat at Chipotle all the time. Chipotle, E. coli, justice.
You got it.
Chances are, you go to Chipotle, you're getting some E. coli, baby, spreading all over the country. From Oregon and Washington to Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Something about these Mexican restaurants, man. Remember Chi-Chi's? Gone.
Yep.
You know? Something about these Mexican restaurants, not kosher. So,
here's hoping a Howler Monkey. It's a reputable dealer.
Yeah. Here's hoping Howler Monkey gets a botulism burrito. Nothing personal, but yeah, fuck.
Don't
you,
eat the lettuce. You'll get Ebola or Adam Carolla or Toyota Corolla.
All right. How about some entertainment news to close it out with?
Yeah, sounds good.
We can leave the wacky music on for this, man. We'll go in with the Elton John.
For the Buster Style Wagon.
Well, I watched the Bill Murray, A Very Murray Christmas last night on the Netflix. It was good. I enjoyed it. I gave it 3 stars, though, because I saw Bill Murray talking about it on Letterman's last show or something, and he was ecstatic, and acted like it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. It was a nice Christmas special, though. Tune in. Sure. If you like a good Christmas special. But anyway, he had the Miley Cyrus on there, and he was singing her praises. And here Elton John has called her brilliant, and he compares her to Frank Zappa as far as her brilliance. What do you think of that?
Well, I think Elton John's an idiot. I never liked him anyway.
This is all I'm going to say. I'm going to say nothing because that comment deserves absolutely no response from anyone who's even picked up an instrument and held it in their hand.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, there you have it,
and
folks.
You don't even have to play an instrument to know that. He's trolling us. Now he got his name in the news.
That's right.
Now he's gonna get, we mentioned him, so now he's going to get huge.
Well,
never cares.
Sir Elton, you're an idiot.
It's put for the wood chipper. Fuck him. Fuck that
thing. Oh. Where is the wood chipper?
It's just my yellow brick room, my ass.
Yeah.
Here's your tiny dancer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, here we go. The wood chipper with
that's yellow brick road right here, bitch.
Here you go, Sir Elton.
You are a fucking douche canoe. You are a fucking douche canoe. And you're banned off my face. Take that fucking douche canoe. Adios.
scumbag.
Back to our show.
Yeah.
Double right down on. For the old Furious Frank.
Furious
on a Monday.
Uh huh.
Very cool. But Sam Bradino, I didn't see that once on Facebook.
Well, Will the War.
You know, San Bernardino, San Bernardino. That's the first thing
tomorrow.
That came into my head when they said that happened there. I went, and then the rest of their life. Well, that's because it's my jam.
It you know. Is your jam.
You'll have that when it's your jam.
Spread that one on your toast points every morning.
Absolutely. And beware of Nazis and toasters, I always say.
Toaster Nazis.
Indeed. A toaster is the key to it all when you think about it. It's just one of the clues. Read between the lines. The world's within.
I hear you.
I have no clue what I'm talking about.
The toaster was the key part to our time machine that Monty was supposed to get to.
That's
first
right.
Place toaster.
Oh, the fourth slice.
Yeah.
I forgot about
we
the
needed
fourth
slice. We needed that one piece for the time machine.
Didn't we go back in time and it sucked in and we went into the future and it sucked in too?
So like
yes,
fuck
we just
it.
Came back said fuck it.
Fuck
yeah. Yep. You know, yeah, it does. I kind of remember that. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
It's a little sketchy.
Yeah. Hard to find, isn't it?
But, you know, it's all coming back
slowly at her.
Jesus God,
you need that,
this
you
thing
need
goes on forever.
Yeah.
It's like it was yesterday.
We got to run it for Derek. There you go.
My brain hurts!
Pile?
Shazam!
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 Show gone crazy.
All right, that's like the wow, man. I think I hit them all.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, did anyone suffer through that Frank Sinatra 100th anniversary tribute? I refused to watch it.
No. What channel was that on?
One of the major three networks.
Wait, did it have Miley Cyrus on it?
Yeah, they had people like that. They had like. Dion, whatever the fuck her name is. They had a bunch of fucking idiots.
Dionne Warwick?
I think she was in
Warwick.
Okay.
What about Kanye West? Was he... Did he show up to sing...
Hey, I've managed to avoid knowing what Kanye's baby's name is. I keep seeing the link. Find out what Kanye's baby's name is, and I'm like, I really don't fucking want to know! Scroll.
Well, I'm going to wrote it for you. It's Soup Kitchen.
Is
Soup
it?
Kitchen West.
I was hoping for Soup Kitchen.
Yeah, that's what he went with.
That's one of the most of, that's one of my favorite places.
That's right. That's what he named it here.
Yeah. I remember it. Like it was.
That should be on your fingertip by now.
yesterday.
Oh, Christ.
Kyle!
Just Zion!
Kyle!
Just Zion!
Kyle!
Just Zion!
Kyle!
Just Zion!
Kyle! Gotta love Frank Sutton, though, man.
Oh, shoot. Too much fun. I like your laugh, too, Cake. Good yucks. Well, we got a yodel, so don't despair. There's more hilariati yadi to come.
Hilariati Friday?
Are we on hilariati? I don't know. Let me check my shazha. Do, 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 do. Man, somebody done beat me to the punch. I was gonna be doing something, but I got it all scratched out. I think we're gonna be here.
Ah, cool. Friday night possum is on.
Yeah. Then we'll miss the next week. I'm out of here though.
Okay.
But hey, tomorrow night is the noises.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Ralphie boy. So, I don't know if pictures will be allowed, man. They're going to be in their nighty stuff.
You got to show that gross on your pecker.
That was your pecker, not my pecker. Whose pecker you're talking about? Not my pecker. Because I haven't seen mine for a while. There may be gross on that thing.
You got to pull a Cosby on these nurses.
What a classy guy. What the fuck, man, you know? Classy fucking guy.
And he was angry at the girl that played his daughter for doing that chicken fucking scene in Angel Heart.
Yeah. I kind of got the feeling that he pulled the old, you know, speak into the microphone bit with her, too.
Oh, sure. She was hot
fucking
stuff.
Creep. He's a fucking creep.
Nothing Cosby was safe, but no more.
Uh-huh.
Well, Cosby was...
Cause, you know?
What?
The cause that let us down.
Yeah, man. One more time.
Ow!
Jesus, you know? Have some goddamn sense, son. Well...
We got to have something
trapper.
Before the yodel.
Something before the yodel?
Hey.
All right. Let me see what I got here. Palate cleanser. Okay, the task has been set before me. All right. I like that. Anything better coming up here? No, that ain't it. But that could be it.
You got any Tom Waits?
No. No. But I do have this. A Possum Hour Quickie.
Cool.
I'm John Reagan! Give it up!
Have to wait to hear the archives to hear it.
Well, yes. That's more of a Reverend Wendy kind of song there.
Wheel her back over here.
Yeah, it is. That is good for twerking though. That one, that last one, head bobbing and
twerking.
While
you're playing it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I listen back, I will twerk.
In your Golden Girls granny panties.
Granny panties, you got that right, Jack.
You like rub that Betty White all over.
Pretend I'm Alan Ludden. Oh,
yep.
What is the password, baby? You have to be over 40 to get that joke.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, before my time.
I was just watching the show where Woody Allen was on.
With Alan Ludden?
Password. Yeah.
I love the Ludden.
And Nancy Sinatra was the other celebrity. Woody and Nancy.
You know, we had Nancy earlier there. We played Nancy earlier. And, of course, you know... Alan Ludden, that's where the Luddites came from. They believe that Alan Ludden is God and Password is the way towards salvation. But you didn't know that.
No,
Luddites.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, to inform and infirm. Let's get to yodeling.
It's infotainment.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 there's a sound at Sally's Forest each December 24th on the eve of the Yodeler's Christmas. All the bus are in the shop, pulling out the glottal stop. No escape from the Yodeler's Christmas. The old falsetto way. While the ukuleles play all the night and through the day. Yodeler, 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 yodeler with you all Christmas.
From the tide of the Yodeler's Christmas.
Hi-dee-yodel-o-doo, the sound comes piercing through. And if you're not careful, you might befriend the yodeler too. And a lay o lo o lay o lo
bam
lay o lo o lay o lo at you all Christmas.
Piccolo.
for the old kahunas. That's correct, sir. Well, you've wasted almost 90 minutes of your life listening to Possum Hour. Congratulations! Yeah. Man, that started out rocky, though, didn't it? Woof! Jeez.
Yep. Well, okay, together.
I was like, you know, I don't come here to get stressed out. I come here to relax. And what do you do? You stress me out. That was good, though. It was all for the good. All for the good. Serendipity do once again here on Possum Hour. Take that, Nigga Church and Jim Brewer, Bill Cosby, all you other unworthy bastards who they put in front of us every week. When we all know what the most popular comedy show on Blog Talk Radio really is. It's the Derek and Kay Show, Sunday nights at 7. No, I don't know.
Good time.
It's all a popularity contest, and I don't want to play. How about that? Where's my close-up, Mr. DeMille?
Just take your yodel and go home.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody, man. That was cool. Turned out well. Big crowd. Nice fucking Monday crowd. Each and every one of you get a gold star.
I stand corrected. We're number 5. We dropped.
That is dirty bitch. And a special platinum star for Maggie C, because she was the first one in the chat.
Maggie C.
What the... I don't know. What's the price of gold versus the price of platinum?
Bumpy knows that shit.
Convert that for us. Bada bum bum bum. Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown.
I got not difference between platinum and gold.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
What's the exchange of merit?
I don't know.
We get
2 euros
I'm looking
a gallon
at frankincense futures right now, and it seems to be going
up. Speaking of which, look at the gas prices. Holy cow, is this awesome? Drive. Get in your car. Drive. Just drive around. Gas is fucking cheap.
Merry Christmas. Gas station.
Yeah, just fuck it, man. Get a Cadillac. Honey Brown. Get one of them Hummers.
Get a Canyon Arrow.
Oh, God, I wish I could get a... If I could get a Hummer, I'd be a happy guy. And one of the cars, too, would be nice. Yeah.
Car.
Just give me the Hummer. Forget the car.
I'm going to get a 16.
Yeah.
Thank you guys
for coming. You all rock, but we got to roll. You know what I'm saying? The Honey Brown. Energize. Oh, there it is. Damn. We're energizing out of here. Bye bye. Say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody. Bye. Where the hell's the volume?
Foxhole, my clothes. Yeah, I'm 71 and what a match. Foxhole, my clothes. I ain't got no matches, I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, just a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, just a long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy, everything I do is wrong. Well, I'm just here wanna put a matchbox hold my clothes. Let me be your little dog till your big dog comes.
When's the big dog get pissed? Show him what this little puppet done. Yeah, sitting here on a matchbox holding my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering what a matchbox holding my clothes. Ain't got no matches, I got a long way to go. Let it go, go!
Another possum triumph.
Yeah. I posted the Monty Python Pearl Harbor skit on Grenache.
I love
Wendy
that.
Wendy liked it and shared it.
that fills me with warmth.
She's still around somewhere. We love you. We love you, Rev.
Oh, boy. That's a cheery thought.
Why does Spellgar think chat room is two words?
Well, maybe it's not in the dictionary yet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Good answer, is it?
Just another crime shame.
Yes, it is.
You just never know, man. You know. Clowns to the left of me.
That was a great song to open with, since we were so fucked up with the no chat room.
I know. Was that I was as it was
perfect
playing, I'm going, well, that couldn't have worked out better.
Uh-huh. How's that open? How's that start? I don't know why I came here. I have a feeling.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
Ain't right, yeah. It was perfect. Shoot. There's your serendipity.
I know. It always happens that way. Well, shoot. Guess we'll be back Friday, whether you like it or not.
Both of you got jail?
Yeah, I'll be in jail this week.
Be in jail? All right.
Okay.
We'll come up with something special.
You.
No, okay, Gum. What? Maybe we could do the game. We'll make people call in.
Yeah.
And we'll play Guess That Sound. We'll play Guess
That
Sound.
Yeah, I like it. Multi, man, in prison, you guys ought to be doing a performance art. Like, you know, that lady pulled out the knife and...
Oh, that stab somebody?
Yeah.
They have
like
performance
a,
art every weekend in the jail, don't
yeah,
they?
Little show.
Oh, there's all kinds of good things going on.
A little Christmas show. Pull out a hatchet. A shiv.
Yeah, shiv.
How to avoid the shiv.
The shiv.
I just hide out in the chapel mostly.
Yeah,
oh,
of course. Good. Pray. Pray for rain.
Reverend.
Yeah. Well, another successful show. Thank you, gentlemen, for showing up. Reverend Wendy, if you do listen to this, we do miss you. I don't want to bring her name. I don't want to bring her up in a lot because it's like she don't be here, you know, and harp on it, make people sad.
I think it is what it is. Making Christmas trees with nurses.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, if she shows up, she's a special extra special guest star and welcome with open arms, man.
The bonus boner.
And we miss her when she's not here.
Yes, we do.
Dadgummit. Very much so. Nonetheless, we had a good time tonight.
Yes, we did.
And she did not attend and missed a very good time, so.
Yes, she did.
You have no one to blame but yourself, did. Young lady.
With hijinks and jocularity.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, we do miss you, Reverend Wendy. Lovely Reverend Wendy. Come back, come back. Come back to the fold. Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Thank you, sir. Impeccable
good
job.
Music. Good music.
You could have really made me sweat and not called in early. No chat room, no calls on the board.
I was thinking
out there all alone on the internet. You know, I mean, talk about being alone in a crowded room. You know?
That's what it was.
Well, Liquor Man, impeccable job, sir.
Multi.
Four stars.
Yes.
Four stars. Would be
Multi
something
breaks
extra
it.
In your paycheck this week. Yes. Absolutely. Ooh. I'll pick a couple of pubic hairs, throw them in there.
Little something extra in your stocking.
There was this guy at one of my jobs, and he was like, hey, he's his landlord. And he made a big deal out of picking pubic hairs out of his pants and sticking them in the envelope and showing him, I'm putting pubic hairs in this.
Remind me not to share muffins with you.
Yeah, he was a jack. It wasn't funny, and he was a jackass. So there's the lesson. You know, it's all fun and games until somebody picks out their pubic hairs and puts them in an envelope and mails them to their landlord.
What was that guy saying? That judge, Clarence something. Clarence. Thomas? Put it on the coke
can. Thomas, yeah, put the pubes on the coke can.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that?
Oh,
geez. I guess it's not as bad as putting your dick in her mouth, but still. That's some decorum, gentlemen. All right. Well, until next time, don't take any wooden nickels.
There you go. Play yourself, Tommy.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Say goodnight, Multi.
Good night, Multi. Hey.
Say goodnight, Steubenville.
Steubenville.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Reverend Woody.
Yeah.
Till then, my darling, please wait for me. Till then, no matter when it will be, one day I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams we'll live though we are apart. Our love I know we'll keep in our hearts. Till then, when all the world will be free, please wait for me. Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know every gain must have a loss. So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait till then. Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know have a loss, so pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait. Till then.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.